Live local high school basketball is on Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Our high school hoops coverage is brought to you by Jackson Public Schools, the Protection Center, Northwest Community Schools, Jackson YMCA, Lumen Christi Catholic High School, American Title Company, The Collector Zone, County National Bank, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Seymour Ford Lincoln, White's Restaurant and Catering, and Jackson Area Subway Restaurants. Now, here's Steve Boyle and Jason Smith.
Yeah, Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. We're live at Lumen Christi Catholic High School, the Jerry Cox Fieldhouse, for a big Interstate 8 matchup with the Titans and the Western Panthers visiting tonight. Pre-game warm-ups going on down on the floor, and we are live on Facebook, too, if you want to get a visual of the action happening as the Lumen Christi players leave the floor. I want to shout out to Jackson District Library and Advanced Fluid Technology on the game as well. A lot of sponsors on board, and it's so good to have them participating and helping support local high school sports. And this is a fun one, of course, a tale of two teams on opposite ends of the spectrum in the Interstate 8. The Titans are 3-13 overall and just 3-8 in the league. And the Panthers 13-3, 9-2 in the conference and sitting in first place with an important stretch of the season coming up for them. But again, crosstown rivalry, there's always a little added incentive when you're playing somebody local, and I think this is going to be a better game maybe than it would look like on paper, Jason.
Absolutely, and one of the biggest keys to victory for Lumen Christi, we found out during the girls' varsity game, one of their big assets is not going to be in the lineup tonight. Dayton Keller is out with an ankle injury. He will not be in the lineup at all tonight. We saw him headed to the locker room wearing a walking boot and crutches, so not a good sign for Lumen Christi, and that means that they are severely lacking in size to battle against both Steel Fortress and Desmond Price. Both are 6'4", and both are a really good size, and that's going to mean that's going to spell trouble for Lumen Christi tonight.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, Coach Pat Nett will relate to us that we're going to see a different style out of Lumen Christi. A lot more full court pressure and a lot more running on offense. So they're going to look to get up and down the floor real quick. And the adjustment for the Western Panthers to play that style of ball against Lumen Christi, because that's certainly not the way they played them the first time around when the Panthers won easily at home.
Yeah, and these are our two teams also that are headed in, obviously, as you mentioned, different directions on the year, but also different directions in terms of their schedules. Western coming off a win at Marshall, 64-45, but the rest of the way for them is pretty much smooth sailing. Their combined opponents, including Lumen Christi, the rest of the way, 18-43. So they've got a nice little cruise control mission into the district playoffs where they will meet the winner of Jackson and Holt in the district playoffs. Lumen Christi, on the other hand, their remaining opponent's schedule is 41-24, and they will meet the winner of two very tough teams in Vandercook Lake and Hanover Horton in the districts. So two teams that are headed in the wrong direction, one headed in the right direction as we head to the playoffs, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. As you know, anything can happen in the districts. So
yeah, I've seen it. Lumen Christi lost four in a row here coming into tonight. Their last win was 44-40 over Hastings. Meanwhile, Western has won two in a row. Six of their last seven, their lone loss down that stretch is an overtime loss to Coldwater. So Western playing very well at the right time in the season. And like you mentioned, that big win over Marshall, that's a team they had lost to previously badly. So
yes,
an important win. You know, that it just shows that they've really improved over the course of the year. And they're sitting in the catbird seat for the conference championship.
Yeah, absolutely. And Lumen is a team that is near the bottom. They're not in the bottom of the conference, but they are near the bottom, and they struggle to score. This is a team that averages about 47-ish points a game, give or take, comparatively speaking, to Western, who averages about 57 a game. And with Dayton Keller out of the lineup, that'll be interesting to see where those points are going to be made up, who's going to get the extra minutes, and what's going to happen. And I think you need to look toward, the freshman, actually. Jack Kelly hopefully can step his game up a little bit, and they think they need to lean on Troy Kucha and Sam Meisner a little more out of that starting lineup for Lumen Christi to get them some of those points that they are desperately going to need if they're going to keep pace with Western tonight.
All right, you heard it here first. Hey, we are going to be live here. If you're just joining us on Facebook Live, the game coverage will be there for you on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM on your radio. And if you're on the World Wide Web, that's WKHM.com. We'll take a three-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and check out the starting lineups and set things up for game time. Western Panthers on the road. Jerry Cox Fieldhouse with the Lumen Christi Titans on WKHM next.
This is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, with a message for you. The face of education is evolving, and the Mountie Nation is leading the way. The foundation of Northwest Community Schools is rock solid, a positive, nurturing culture created by expert staff to ensure the highest quality of learning. Be a part of the newness. Be a part of the greatness. Be a part of Northwest Community Schools. Learn more by calling 817-4700 or visit us at nwschools.org.
A wise man once said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better? Consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 700 of those properties belong to dairy farms. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to milk connoisseur Cody Howell.
More milk, please.
Auto owners insurance. The no problem people.
Call Larry Mazurek, Joe Wolf, Nikki Devers, or Steve Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. And getting ready for a good one here. Interstate 8 battle with the Western Panthers and the Lumen Christi Titans. And Jason, we mentioned in the pregame, Dayton Keller, important player for the Lumen Christi Titans, out with an ankle injury. He was in a walking boot. Saw him earlier. So they'll be without him, but who do they go with? Who do they fill the hole in the starting lineup with tonight?
Well, Pat Neville's going to go with a press-and-run lineup. He said he's going back to his roots, so we'll see how that plays out. And the key thing you want to focus on is the size differential in these two lineups. And so we'll start with Lumen Christi, and they will go with the freshman Jack Kelly in the backcourt alongside 5'11 sophomore Nick Thomas. Up front, they have the 6'1 senior Jared Lincoln, 6' sophomore Troy Kucha, and in the middle will be 6'2 sophomore Sam Meisner.
Without Keller in the lineup, the bench will be a little bit shorter. They'll need to watch foul trouble. I think Jared Lincoln is probably their best shooter, so it'd be interesting to see him start and see what he can get going if he can find some open space.
He's shown flashes of great play off the bench, so we'll see what putting him in the lineup and giving him some extended minutes does for his confidence.
And how about for the visiting Western Panthers?
The Western Panthers coming in 13-3 under head coach Ryan Molnix. They'll go with a big, big lineup, and they will kick things off with 6'4" junior Steel Fortress, 5'10" senior Connor Cottingham, 6' senior Tyler Jones, 6'4" senior Desmond Price, and in the backcourt, 6'1" junior Jordan Range.
Yeah, I don't know if we can get through the pregame without mentioning Steel Fortress, best name in the area, but really, he's got one of the best games in the area, too. Great rebounder, excellent footwork. They run a lot of their offense through him, and he makes everybody work down on the floor.
Absolutely. Tough name, tougher game behind him. He can battle on the boards. He can shoot. He's got can pass the ball well. He has good court vision. We also would be remiss if we didn't mention Connor Cottingham, probably one of the better point guards in the area. The 5'10" senior coming into this one, he really gets the offense working for him.
Yeah, you got to guard him. He stretches the floor. Got good shooting range.
Absolutely.
So we'll take another 2-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and get the tip off. Western Panthers and Lumen Christi Titans on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM. 101.5 FM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
American Title Company of Jackson has been serving the Jackson community for over 35 years. As Jackson's
Oaks, a world without the theater of the mind. When you read a book, you transport your mind to your own personal understanding of what you believe that world looks like. Now imagine your community without the Jackson District Library. The Jackson District Library is much more than just a library with books. It truly is a place to go become a better person, to study and learn, to be around some fantastic people. It's also a safe haven for all to come, discover, learn, and succeed. Jackson District Library, for you. Visit myjdl.com.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
D-Boyle, Jason Smith ready for the tip, and Steel Fortress gets the tap for the Panthers. They're going right to left with your radio dial. Connor Cottingham near the midline. Goes left wing, and now looking down into the high post. Steel Fortress working back, and he catches a cutting Jordan Range. A little too close, and he'll miss that one out of bounds. Trey Kucha inbounds for Lumen Christi to Jack Kelly. Back to Kucha. We'll bring it over the midline. Fortress picks up Kucha at the top of the circle, giving him some room. Kucha doesn't shoot much deep. Lincoln gives to Thomas. Thomas to Meisner. Hands off to Jack Kelly. Now over to Lincoln. Thinks about a three. Now drives baseline. Finger rolls it. Nice take. Jared Lincoln. Back up the floor quickly, the Panthers, and Nick Thomas on a steal attempt. Send a driving Jordan Range to the floor. That's going to be a whistle against Thomas's first foul. 2-0 lead for the Titans early. Steel Fortress will inbound. There's a fine of cutting. That is Tyler Jones. Can't handle the inbound pass.
Stolen by Jack Kelly.
Thomas now with the ball, gives to Jack Kelly. Now sets a screen for Kelly to the right wing. Kelly looking to feed the high post. Nothing there. Out to Lincoln. Lincoln going to Nick Thomas deep in the post. Tough feed to make from that spot. Range will bring it back the other way for the Panthers. All the way to the bucket. Double clutch. No good. Offensive rebound battle. Fortress had it. Nick Thomas comes in and ties it up. And that'll be Western ball. Quick pace in the early going, as promised by Coach Pat Neville. Western keeping up the pace, too. And now we're going to get a change of possession. That's going to go up to Lumen Christi. There's the inbound goes to Kucha.
Very interesting early on to see how they've tried to combat the size differential. A lot of ball movement, a lot of ball screens.
Man-to-man defense by the Panthers. Nick Thomas penetrates to the elbow, kicks out to Meisner. Meisner now will take
Took
a dribble
that
drive.
First step.
Yep. You just really need to be very deliberate with your pivot feet and your planting in these high school games, and we see that called a handful of times every night.
And that's stolen.
Meisner comes up with a steal but throws it away. A little miscommunication between Meisner and Jared Lincoln, it looks like. So turnover, it'll keep it Western's ball with 6:28 to go first quarter. 2-0 Titans. Steal Fortress to inbound in the left corner.
It's interesting that Fortress is their primary inbounder, given the size differential.
So you usually see that be somebody in the backcourt. Range, left wing, dribbles into the elbow, floats it. Nothing but core. Jordan Range being very active here in the early going. 2-2. Our score was 6 minutes to go first quarter, and here comes Nick Thomas up the floor. Set up the offense now.
Tyler Jones there.
Triple drive for Thomas. All the way to the bucket. And a little extra step when they gained a nice drive. 2-2 will still our score.
Good effort there by Nick Thomas.
Yeah, he battled his way down there, really. That was pure strength. Nice feed down to the low block for, that is, Desmond Price. 6'4", and he goes up. Meisner's there with a block, but he got a lot of body contact. That'll send Price to the line for a pair.
And that's going to be Sam Meisner's first, team second.
Price, a lefty at the stripe. First free throw bounces off front rim, hits the backboard, and falls through.
And the News Talk 101.5 Score-O-Matic 5000 over here, also known as my tablet. Trying to keep up here. I don't know how these assistant coaches do this.
Range gets the offensive rebound on the missed free throw, and Western have another chance. They lead 3-2. Cunningham left open, triple, no, in and out. Lincoln comes in for the rebound. And triggers the break to Jack Kelly. Good job by Western to get back. Open look for Meisner at the top. Hill, dribble drive, kick out to Lincoln. Lincoln pump fakes. Now Kelly at the top of the key. Guarded closely by Cottingham. Gets a screen from Kucha. Doesn't use it. Goes to Meisner instead. Kucha fakes a three. Now a long two. Missed badly. Rebounded Price up the floor. Too far ahead of Tyler Jones, out of bounds, and Lumen will get it back. Still 3-2 with 5:12 to go first quarter. Titans trail by one with the ball. Jack Kelly, the freshman, inbounds to Troy Kucha. I think Lumen wants to run, but you know, out of these turnovers, they keep getting caught up in having to play half-court offense.
Yeah, and the half-court has worked somewhat for them a little bit. You just have to watch their turnovers.
Yeah, had a couple travel calls that probably took away a couple of buckets. There's Jack Kelly trying to feed the low block, kicked. Kelly will inbound from the baseline. And gets it into Thomas, right corner, now across the floor to Lincoln. Open look for three, in and out. Thomas gets the offensive board. And there's a fires from the elbow, jump shot. Rebound tap attempt by Meisner. Intercepted by Cottingham, and he's up the floor for the Panthers. Dribbling across the top into the lane. Contact there. I think Cottingham was passing, but they're going to call that on the shot. Two free throws.
Yeah, he had left his feet. It's kind of hard to say what he was going to do, but you're right. It did look like he was looking more to pass. And that is the second foul on Meisner.
Cottingham hits the first free throw.
And that will be Sam Meisner checking out. Tomas Sandberg will check in for the Titans.
Tomas.
That's right.
Cottingham hits the pair, and that's a three-point Western lead. Lumen struck first with 2 points, scoreless since. 4.5 to go first quarter. Here comes Kucha, quarterback on the football field, and apparently for the basketball squad as well. Hands off to Sandberg. Now over to Lincoln. Had an open look. He'll look to drive. Now skip pass to Kelly. Kelly back to Lincoln. Lincoln aggressive on the drive. Turn around. Fade away. Jay left it short. Rebound by Steel Fortress and gets it out to Range, who's ready to run. Into the middle. Kick out. Open look for Cottingham in the corner. Missed the three. Rebound. There's the size advantage coming into play for Western. 6'4". Desmond Price able to reach over everyone and pull in the rebound, and then he'll get hacked. Third team foul against the Titans. No whistles against the Panthers yet.
Nathan Burt checking into the game. He will replace Tyler Jones. Also have Jalon Ball checking in for Lumen Christie.
I thought Ball looked pretty spry in warm-ups. Hit a couple shots. Looked real quick. I thought we might see him get some minutes, and he's on the floor now as Jordan Range drives in and commits a charging violation. The first foul against the Panthers.
And Nick Thomas will have a seat here.
Cucci to inbound. Goes to Sambear. Giving back Cucci to set things up for the Titans.
That was Tanner Martinez that checked in for Nick Thomas.
So Martinez looked like he had a nice jump shot. A couple guys we haven't seen a lot of early in the year. Well, it's starting to get late in the year. Here comes Burke off the steal for Western. Price looks to make an offensive move. Blocking foul against Kucha. Troy doesn't look happy about the call. It really looks like Price looking to make his backup move, and he stepped on Kucha's foot. They both kind of went down, but I didn't see anything bad.
And that's going to be Cooch's first, team's fifth.
Pretty deep bench here for the Panthers. Another guy on the floor, Cole Morse, 6'2", junior. He inbounds to Fortress. Now it's a Range set up from the left wing. Cottingham in the left corner looks to drive baseline. Gets all the way to the bucket, off the glass, and finish it. Keeps the 7-0 run going here now for the Western Panthers. They lead 7-2 with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Kucha brings it up the floor. Going to find Jalon Ball off a double screen. He's double teamed at the top. Now to Martinez into the corner. Jack Kelly will dribble back out to kind of reset.
He had Sambear wide open.
Active hands by Cottingham. Almost gets the steal, and then he does. Knock away to Burke, and he'll bring it up for the Panthers over the midline now. Down to low block, and there's a man by himself. Good recovery, and a nice block by Martinez. I struggle to see where the whistle came in.
Yeah, I got to agree with you on that one. That looked like he got all ball.
That's one of those all ball. That nice play, though. That will, however, send Cole Morse to the stripe for a pair. 7-2 Panthers with a chance to make it an even larger lead. 2:51 to go. Morse hits the first free throw, nothing but net. Couple more substitutions as we see both of these teams using a lot of bench early. Noah Page on the floor for the Titans and Evan Thompson for the Panthers. Morse hits the pair, and it's a 9-0 run for the Panthers to keep the score at 9-2. Titans have not put up points for quite a stretch here. Good defense by the Panthers. Sambear sets a screen on Fortress. Now rolls. Sambear, open look for the baseline. He puts it on the deck instead, and he will draw a blocking foul. It's going to go against Morse. Just the second team foul against the Panthers. Just over 2.5 to go first quarter as Desmond Price checks back in, giving Steel Fortress a break. 8 o'clock here on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Ball will inbound for the Titans from the baseline. Goes deep to Martinez. Martinez looking to drive. Now kicks to Sambear. High post for Kucha. Back out to Sambear. Open look just inside the arc. Missed it. Rebound tapped a couple times, and Price pulls it down. Morse on the run for the Panthers. Going to take it all the way to the bucket. Leaves it short on the finger roll. And the Titans will rebound. Up the floor to Sambear. He's going to drive baseline. Too deep there, and he's going to get whistled for a carry. Cupping the ball in the dribble. Another Titans turnover, and the Panthers will get the ball back, leading 9-2. Shout out to Kenny and the Lumen Christie film crew up here in the booth. Catching all the footage for the coaches. We get a timeout on the floor. We're going to take a 30-second break on the broadcast. 9-2 Western leads at the Jerry Cox Fieldhouse at WKHM.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of the timeout, Morse inbounds. Western gets it back, not a Burke. Burke will bring it over center court. Lumen Christie Titans in man-to-man defense. Nathan Burke, the sophomore, calling the play. Through on the cut. Evan Thompson gets it at the top. Looking for Price on the low block. Knock away by Kucha. And the Titans will get the steal. Trailing 2-9. Kucha dribbles in. Now kicking. Nathan Burke, nice hands to knock away the steal. And he'll trigger the break. Pull up from the elbow. And I wish more kids would take that shot on the break.
That is a good tool to have in your toolbox if you are a young, aspiring basketball player that 12 to 15 foot jumper.
Because when you got numbers like that, the habit seems to be to drive it all the way into the basket, into contact, or into the defender. And if you just stop and pop from that spot, it's just a much prettier play for me.
Absolutely.
Western comes away with another steal in the midst of an 11-0 run with a minute 4 to go first quarter, and Cole Morse from the elbow. His shot goes in and out, and rebound battle. Looks like Desmond Price had position, and that's going to go against Kucha, I believe.
Yes, that foul is going to be on Kucha.
And that's number 7 on the Titans. And that's going to send Price to the line for a 1-1.
Very quickly, 7 fouls could pose to be a very long second quarter.
Price at the free throw stripe. 6'4 senior. Missed the shot, and Morse goes up high on the rebound, loses his footing, gets to the deck. Ball out of bounds. I think he wanted to try and maybe get a foul out of that, but I just didn't see the contact. Just slipped. Jalen Ball brings it up for the Titans. And now he passes it off. That's Phil Stewart on the drive. Gets to an open Jalen Ball, and the scoring drought has ended. 11-4 is the score. Titans get back on the board. Now back on defense. On the handle right now, Ford Kennedy. Over to an open Landon Hyler. And there's another Titan steal. Jalen Ball on the run out. Double teamed. He'll kick it out to Lincoln. Lincoln across into the corner. Tough to handle on the pass. Almost lost it out of bounds there. Was Noah Page. He's got it back. Now he'll drive baseline. Gets to the bucket and scores it. They'll wave off the basket. He get a foul on the floor. 13 foul against the Panthers. Page will inbound from the baseline.
Guy's getting a lot of big time minutes there.
Yeah, we're having to learn these rosters pretty deeply. Page went to inbound and nearly got it taken away. Martinez gets it to Ball. Missed the 3 off front rim. Battle for the rebound. Tapped out of bounds. Last touch. Phil Stewart for the Titans. Be Western Ball. Cole Morse to inbound. Into Ford Kennedy up the floor. Over the head. Too high on the pass. Luke French couldn't get to it. Just 5'9", French. If that had been Desmond Price, maybe.
Steel Fortress shot. Might have been able to handle that. And Desmond Price.
Stewart to inbound. Gets to Martinez. He goes right up the floor. Final seconds of the first quarter. Almost nailed one from Steph Curry range. Buzzer sounds in the first quarter, 11-4. It's a Western Panther lead over the Lumen Christie Titans. 1 minute break on WKHM. WKHM.com.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantries. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified, and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today, and don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Western Panthers with the ball to start the second quarter, and there's Steel Fortress on a drive, finishes with the left hand. It tried everything it could not to go in, but it eventually falls. 13-4, Western with a 9-point advantage. Lumen went on a long drought. They scored in the first probably minute and a half of the first quarter, and then not again until the final minute and a half. Starting lineup on the floor for Lumen right now. Thomas goes to Kucha. Kucha pass across the court, stolen by Price. He'll drive it coast to coast, floats it off the backboard, but missed. Thomas comes out with a rebound, trying to get it out to Lincoln quickly. There's Thomas on the attack. Aggressive drive there off the glass. Missed it, but he will draw a foul on the floor. And that's something we've seen from Thomas. He's strong and aggressive on the drive, and he
very
can get
aggressive.
Himself to the stripe.
Absolutely. And that's going to be foul number two on Jordan Range, team's fourth.
Starting lineup on the floor for the Panthers as well. Range, Fortress, Price, Jones, and Cottingham. Range will have to go to the bench with two fouls, though, and that gets Nathan Burke up off the bench. Thomas missed the second free throw. Fortress rebounds, and Cottingham up the floor. Crossover dribble goes to the bucket. Nice defense by Lincoln. Offensive rebound by Fortress, and we're going to get a whistle against the Titans. Sam Meisner.
And that's going to be his third already in this game. Thomas Sambear is going to check in.
Steel Fortress to the line. 6:58 to go in our first half. 13-5 Western lead with Steel Fortress trying to stretch it even further at the stripe. First free throw is good. It's 18 fouls now against the Titans.
And you are now minus Sam Meisner, you would assume, for a significant portion of this quarter at the very least.
Fortress knocks down both, and it's a 10-point Western Panther advantage. Looks like they're set up in a zone defense now, too. Nick Thomas shoots from the baseline, missed it. Rebound battle, tapped by Price, but looks like he's going to get a foul.
Yeah, they are going to whistle him for the foul on the rebound.
I didn't see a lot of contact. But
I didn't either. That's going to be his first.
Hey, while we're in a moment, I got a piece of news. Jack Kelly throws it over everybody's head out of bounds. And Lumen will turn it over again. Congratulations to the Lumen Christie Lady Titans with the victory tonight over the Western Panthers. Exciting ladies game. 40-36, clutch free throws down the stretch for the Titans, got them the win. So congrats to the ladies tonight. Titans get the turnover back, and Kelly on the break. Pull up from Thomas, off the glass, missed it. Rebounded Lincoln, almost knocked away. Now he'll dribble back, skips it across court, open look in the corner for Kelly. Three-pointer, no. Rebounded by Steel Fortress, gets it out to Cottingham. Cottingham thinks about a pull-up now, he'll dribble in. Burke fakes the pump. Now he'll drive into the lane, looking to feed it back out to Fortress. Knocked away, but we get a little contact on the arm. That'll be ninth team foul against the Titans.
And that's going to go on Jared Lincoln, his first.
Start seeing that foul number climb for the Titans. Start to wonder if we're going to have some foul trouble issues for them in the second half with already Meisner on the bench with three.
This was something that they wanted to avoid at all cost here.
Burke missed the free throw. Still a 15-5 advantage for Western. Cottingham for three, and he knocks that one down. Give him some room, and he'll hit. 18-5, and we'll get a timeout from the Christie bench. Full timeout. We'll take a one-minute break. 18-5 with 6:06 to go in the first half on WKHM.
American Title Company of Jackson has been serving the Jackson community for over 35 years. As Jackson's only locally owned and operated title insurance company, they take pride in supporting many local charities and nonprofit organizations in Jackson County. The Jackson community has supported American Title Company for over 35 years, and American Title Company has always pledged to give back to this community the concept of keeping your business local. American Title Company, located at 280 West Cortland Street in the old Jacobson store for the home.
Why is it important that Auto Owners Insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Vicki Topa, or Carmella Clintworth at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Jalen Ball is the game for Lumen Christie. Brings it over the midcourt area. Got Nick Thomas double teamed out there. Driving dish to Lincoln, who goes baseline. Open look for Ball, and he'll knock down the jumper. 4 points for Ball off the bench for the Titans. Lead all Titan scorers. Cottingham right back. Missed the bunny. Rebounded by Burke. And Ball with the steal, and he'll trigger the break for the Titans up the right side. Pulls up on Fortress. Floats it. Missed. Tap long rebound goes to Kucha. And the Titans will reset. Ball goes to Thomas. Right near the top of the key. Backs his way into the high post. Now all the way down to the low block. And takes the shot, and he has that block. Nice job, Tyler Jones, to hold his position. And Thomas commits the foul after the block.
And that's going to be Nick Thomas's third. And that is going to send Tyler Jones to the line for two.
Yeah, double bonus situation with 5:19 to go first half for the Panthers. They lead 18-7. And Thomas will have to come out of the game with three fouls. So you get Meisner and Thomas both on the bench for Lumen in foul trouble.
And that shortens your already short bench.
Noah Page into the game. So 19-7 after some free throw action. Titans trail by 12. Ball, bring it up the floor. Into the corner, Lincoln. Now to the top of the key, Page. Puts the ball on the deck. Into the high post. Deep deuce by Kucha off front rim. Rebounded by Page. He'll kick it out to Lincoln, who finds Ball at the top of the key.
Thought about a three for a second.
Instead, he'll go baseline and pull up the jump.
Nice hit. Fade.
I tell you, Ball looks good in warm-ups. I think he's comfortable to hit that shot. And cuts
Very.
The lead to 19-9.
Very confident shot there.
And open look for Cottingham. Titans were fortunate he didn't make it, but Desmond Price in the middle of about four different Titans players. The height and strength wins out, and Price gets the offensive board and the putback. Titans back the other way, and Ball right wing. A chance to go down to Sambear. Good recovery by Western. Ball ends up with the loose ball here at the top. He's right near the mid-circle. Cottingham chasing him all the way out there, pressuring him.
Tough defense by Cottingham.
And we're going to be a five-second call. I think Ball's disappointed. He lost the handle a couple times because I don't think you can come out and pressure him. I think he's going to be able to dribble around a lot of defenders like that. I think he just... I think we'll see that happen. 4:09 to go, 21-9. Panther lead with the ball, Nathan Burke. Down to the low block, Fortress, nice lefty jump hook put it up a little long and nearly comes away with the rebound, but it's tipped out of bounds, and that'll be Titan ball. Trey Kuchet inbound. Burt, Fortress, Thompson, Price, and over there. That's Landon Hyler on the floor for the Panthers. There's a three-point shot. Really. Noah Page hits. Big triple for the Titans. Cut the lead back to 9. Burke will pull up a triple for the Panthers and knock it down, though.
Good answer right there.
It's hard to go back and forth, but not once you get down into a double-digit deficit.
Stolen away.
Ball loses the ball. Burke up the floor, and a knock away by Kucha. Hyler will come up with the loose ball, though, into the high post for Price, and he's able to take it all the way down to the bucket. Soft touch at the rack. And 26-12, so what was it, just a 9-point game. Stretch back out to 14, and
we're gonna get
another
timeout.
30-second break for the Titans. We'll keep it here. I want to send a big thank you to some of our sponsors on the broadcast. Stay tuned following the game for our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. And I don't know who to look to at this point so far. A lot of names. Most of them on the Western Panthers rosters are out to a big lead early. Thank you to Lumen Christi Catholic Schools and Northwest Community Schools, part of our educational sponsors on the game, along with Jackson Public. And speaking of education, the Jackson District Library, part of our sponsorship crew as well. They got a lot of educational materials at the library, don't they, Jason?
Lots of books.
Multimedia.
That is true. Too. I mean, you can rent DVDs.
Interwebs.
Books. Yes, access to the interwebs. WKHM.com.
Yeah. Maybe someone at the library right now. Is the library still open?
Yes.
Paige?
I don't know what time it is.
8:16.
Thank you.
Lumen Christi drive, lose the ball, but get it back. Deep on the block, Kucha floats one up and missed it. Rebound by the Panthers, out on the break to Burt. Nice tight pass to
speed.
Fortress. He missed it. I'm willing to wager you Steel Fortress doesn't miss that bunny too often.
He makes that 99 times out of 100. And Jet Kelly, the freshman.
Nice reverse layup, buddy. He left it short, and Western brings it the other way. Nice feed by Burke to Price, and he missed it. These guards are starting to go, look, we're feeding you these bunnies. You guys got to put these in, or I'm just going to shoot it myself.
It works for Connor Cottingham. He's got 7 on the bench right now.
Bill Stewart with the ball for the Titans gets to Noah Page. Page drives and kicks to Ball, trying to find some room to work. Now to Kucha.
Ball with 6.
Bill Stewart open for 3. In and out. Long rebound. Tapped. Last touch. Fortress. And that'll be Titan ball.
And we'll get Tanner Martinez checking into the game for Noah Page.
See, it's Ball, Kelly, Martinez, Kucha, and Stewart on the floor for Lumen Christi as Kelly drives from the top. Looking for Kucha on a cut. Pass a little high. Kucha loses it. And on the ensuing break, Price passes it too high, and that goes out of bounds.
And that'll get Connor Cottingham checking back into the game.
Evan Thompson goes to the bench for Western. It's Jack Kelly with the inbound from Lumen Christi. Over the midline, right near the circle. Looking for a screen from Kucha. Screen and roll. Near steal there. Quick hands by Luke French. But he's going to whistle for a reach-in foul. And still just the 16th foul against Western.
And that's going to be the team stick.
Minute 29. In the first half, into Martinez, open look for 3. Little long, rebounded by Price. Price got whacked in the nose. Cottingham on the break, works his way to the bucket, missed it.
Those inside looks just aren't going down for Western.
Jared Lincoln is in the corner for Stewart, and he'll hit the triple.
Good look by the big man, Phil Stewart.
6'2 senior knocks the triple down from the left corner. Cuts the Western lead to 11.
Oh, we're going to get an offensive foul.
Price working in a back down. Just acting job by Kucha on that one. That was the flop, as they say, but he got the job done.
Good spin move by Desmond Price, though.
Jack Kelly working for the Titans at the top of the key. Stewart was all by himself. I thought we might get another triple try. Martinez on a drive. And he puts the jump hook up. No good, but Kucha on the offensive board puts it back. Lead down to 9 now with 36 seconds in the first half. Cottingham working right wing for the Panthers. Gets a screen from Price. Doesn't use it. Resets near the mid-circle with 26 seconds. Goes left wing and feeds down to the high post. Price has been able to work well from that area. Dribbles in, feeds out, and the three-pointer is missed by Kyler. Martinez ahead of everyone. Gets a reach. So we get a foul from behind. That's going to be a 1-1. Missed the layup. A little life out of the Titans. You've seen that. A bit of that running game that Coach Neville wanted to get into today.
Landon Hyler gets whistled for his first on a make-him-earn-it opportunity there. Going to be the team's eighth.
And the first free throw goes off the heel. 12 seconds to go first half, 26-17. Western in front. They've led virtually the entire way. We had a 2-2 tie at one point, and then Western went out ahead and has been in front. Martinez misses the second free throw. Dangerous play down there. Stewart lost his footing. Took out Steel Fortress legs. He went down to the floor, but he seems to be fine. He's going to come down and shoot a pair. 10.7 on the clock.
Heads up play by Fortress as well. On his way down, had enough sense to know he was falling out of bounds, needed to get that ball away before he got whistled for either a travel or stepping out of bounds.
Just in case he didn't get that whistle. Free throw is good for Fortress. Lead back to 10 for the Panthers.
Evan Thomas checking in. He'll replace Landon Hyler.
And Fortress again from the stripe hits. 11-point Western lead, 28-17. Final chance here for the Titans in the first half. Behind the back, dribble Kelly into the bucket. Double
nice
clutch,
beat.
Missed. Rebounded. Put back attempt. He's going to get a travel. That was Louis Faust. Offensive rebound and put back, but he took a one-footed hop on the rebound. So 2 seconds, and Western will fling it off the top of the backboard. No good. 28-17, our halftime score. All Western Panthers there for a while, and they did most of their damage there in the first quarter, stretching their lead off to double figures. But Lumen able to keep pace more closely in the second half, but already fighting from a deficit. They're going to need to go on a run to get back into this one.
Yeah, they went on a good streak there in the second quarter. They hung with Western in that second quarter. They did end up losing the quarter, though, 17-13. That rough start to the game kind of put them in the spot that they're in, being outscored 11-4 in that first quarter. Put him behind the eight ball. So it'll be an interesting second half. I think Lumen played with a little bit more confidence in that second quarter, starting to adjust to not having Dayton Keller on the floor.
I mean, it could be a little bit of a mirage because we did see three missed layups from Western that, you know, could have had the score looking real different. So, I mean, if Western makes those, we maybe have a different story here at the halftime. As it is, it's an 11-point deficit for the Titans as they go into the locker room. 3-minute break here on the half. We'll come back and take a look at the score-o-matic, see where we stand statistically, set things up for the second half. 28-17, Western Panthers in front of the Lumen Christi Titans on WKHF, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, online around the world at WKHM.com.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
A wise man once said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better? Consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson.
Imagine a world without books, a world without the theater of the mind. When you read a book, you transport your mind to your own personal understanding of what you believe that world looks like. Now imagine your community without the Jackson District Library. The Jackson District Library is much more than just a library with books. It truly is a place to go become a better person, to study and learn, to be around some fantastic people. It's also a safe haven for all to come, discover, learn, and succeed. Jackson District Library, for you. Visit myjdl.com.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, with a message for you. The face of education is evolving and the Mountie Nation is leading the way. The foundation of Northwest Community Schools is rock solid. A positive, nurturing culture created by expert staff to ensure the highest quality of learning. Be a part of the newness, be a part of the greatness, be a part of Northwest Community Schools. Learn more by calling 817-4700 or visit us at nwschools.org.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at the Jerry Cox Fieldhouse, Spring Arbor Road, Lumen Christi Catholic High School. The Titans trail the Western Panthers 28-17 with, struggle. They scored 4 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's probably a key indicator that they desperately missed Dayton Keller. It was tough adjustment to get going early on in that first half, trying to adjust to different guys having more minutes, relying on guys who don't normally get minutes, and that adjustment takes a little bit of time. It's not something that you can practice really for a game situation, and those guys took a minute to gel a little bit, but once they got going, they seemed to manage pretty well. They just unfortunately had that rough going first quarter, put them behind the eight ball.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right early on. I don't think they knew where they were going to go for their offense. Even, you know, you practice as much as you want, but you get out there in a game and it's a different feeling, and nobody seemed to quite want to step into that role. I think they found some guys who were willing to. We had big shots coming from Phil Stewart. I think Jared Lincoln is going to contribute a little bit. Noah Page hit a big three. But the guy who really impressed me off the bench for the Titans was Ball.
Yeah, absolutely. Ball actually, now that you mentioned that, Jalen Ball led all scorers for Lumen Christi with 6 coming off the bench. So great job for Jalen Ball coming off the bench. I'm not sure if he was the 6th man or not, but he has performed admirably in the extended minutes that he's been given.
Yep, and they'll look for more out of him in the second half. Let's run down the Titans scoring for us.
All right, so as we mentioned, Jalen Ball leads the Titans in scoring with 6. Noah Page checking in with 3. Also, Phil Stewart hit a big 3 in the second quarter there. Jared Lincoln and Troy Kucha each with 2. And Nick Thomas checking in with 1 for the 17 total points for the Lumen Christi Titans. On the flip side of that, for the Western Panthers, it's been the usual suspects getting the job done for them. Connor Cottingham, leads all scorers with 7 points. Steel Fortress right behind him with 6. Desmond Price right behind him with 5. Cole Morse off the bench helped out with 4. Nathan Burke off the bench with 3 points. Jordan Range checking in with 2. And Tyler Jones getting a start with 1 point.
Yeah, Western went deep into their bench. We saw Kennedy, Thompson, Fortress, Cottingham, Jones, Price, Burke, French, Range, Morse, Hyler, all in the first half. Did we see Jason Moore?
We did not.
So that's a... I guess we'll have to make sure he's in uniform. Otherwise, the Panthers used everybody in the first half. So they go deep into their bench. And, I don't think you see any drop-off. If they mix up the lineups like they do, they play well with all of them. And it's easy to see on a night like tonight why they are atop the Interstate 8 Conference. Deep bench, and they've got some big kids and some players.
Yeah, it's tough to defend a team that has two guys that are 6'4". The tallest guy that you can put out there is 6'2". And on top of that fact, not only is he 2 inches shorter, but these guys are probably 20, 30 pounds heavier than him. And they're just able to throw those bodies around at will. To be able to just dominate inside. Unfortunately, it hasn't quite worked out the way that Western had hoped. They had a couple of really, really good looks down low. Couldn't make the transition, or couldn't make the buckets count for them, and that has led to them just being up by 11. But this could be a wildly different game if they were able to get those inside shots.
Yeah, we'll see where the pendulum swings in the second half. 1 minute break on the half. We'll come back with second half action. 28-17 Western over Lumen Christi on WKHM.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Let's give him
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. Final seconds tick off the halftime clock, and we'll send some players onto the floor. Lumen Christi looks like they'll go with the starters again. Worth noting that both Nick Thomas and Sam Meisner have 3 fouls.
We'll see how that impacts their approach to the start of the second half here.
And again, Jared Lincoln on the floor starting tonight in place of injured Dayton Keller, the 6'5 sophomore big man, injured ankle, out for the game. Thomas starts things off for the Titans. We're getting us Jordan Range. Range didn't play a ton late in the half with a couple fouls, but got off to a nice start for Western. Thomas goes to back him down. Now out to Meisner. Meisner driving back to Thomas. Thomas trying to catch Troy Kucha on a cut and threw it behind him. Out of bounds. Titans turn it over.
And a quick scoring update. As you mentioned, we had Burke now with 5 points. We accidentally credited him a different player with 2 points on that one. So he actually has 5.
Was Cottingham. Right wing for the Panthers. Now to the top. Price feeds the low block, and Fortress doesn't miss that one. Bullet pass from Desmond Price. I don't know how you saw the window there. Fortress was not very open, but a good catch and finish by Steele.
Yeah, good job to thread the needle there by Desmond Price.
Meisner, nice drive and jump from the elbow. Missed the shot, but rebound tapped and finally pulled down by Kucha. Almost near half court.
Pinballed around there for a little bit.
Jared Lincoln will drive into the paint, kick out to Meisner, who will hand back to Lincoln. Lincoln now to the high post, and Kucha spin move, lefty, hook, tough shot.
Good shot there by Troy Kucha to make something happen here early on in this game.
Yeah, Lumen can't stand to go 4 or 5 minutes without scoring like they did in the first quarter. Nice drive by Range, double clutch and finish at the bucket. Wasting no time, Western answers. 32-19 with 6.5 to go third quarter. Here comes Jack Kelly for the Titans. There's Lincoln, pump fakes a three, now drives baseline. Finds Kucha in the paint, and a nice jump hook again by Trey Kucha, finding some room in the middle. He's got 4 early points in the second half. Right back the other way, Tyler Jones floats it in the lane and left it short, rebounded by the Titans, and they're on the attack again. Here comes Kelly.
You hear Coach Pat Neville yelling go after that rebound.
Meisner open look just outside of the free throw line. Missed it. Long rebound to Range, and he looks to run. And loses the handle on the break. Out of bounds. Another unforced turnover by the Panthers.
Couldn't quite make the transition there when he went up for the layup. Tried to switch hands a little bit and just lost the handle.
Into Kelly, back to Kucha. He'll bring it up slowly for the Titans. You know, if you don't always play with that high pace, you can't just turn that on and off. You know, it's something that teams like Michigan Center, Vandercook, who do that all the time, practice that way. And if you don't always practice that way, you can't just turn that on and off.
Yeah.
So it's been a battle for the Titans to step up the pace, but not for Western. Cottingham on the break will score another deuce, 34-21. Cottingham reaching for the steal. Doesn't get it. Kelly get it to Meisner. Skip pass to Ball on the floor now for the Titans. Meisner will drive into the free throw line area. Out to Kucha. Missed the triple.
Nearly got his own rebound.
Yeah. Get it out to Range. Ready to run again. He'll go to the bucket, finish it, and draws the harm.
Jordan Range starting to step his game up here in the third quarter. And that foul will go on Jack Kelly. That's going to be his first, team's first.
Full timeout from the Lumen Christie bench with 5:01 to go third quarter. We'll take a 30-second break at WKHM. 36-21, Western leads.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
5:01 on our third quarter clock. The Titans trailing the Western Panthers 36-21 on WKHM, WKHM.com. Again, stay tuned following the game broadcast. We will name a Jackson Area Subway player of the game. Connor Cottingham, I think, got it the last time we saw Western.
Yeah, and he is well on his way to getting it yet again.
Right now, though, Jordan Range making a bid for his place on that Subway list at the free throw line. Left it short, rebounded, tapped, out of bounds, last touch, Fortress. Titan ball. Meisner had rebound position, but Fortress reaching around. And again, that's just that extra 2 inches they've got, and that extra, like you said, probably 20, 30 pounds of those big guys. Titans break a soft Western press. Get a shot for Ball. He took it quickly. He doesn't make it, but on the rebound, Thomas comes up with it, and he's knocked to the floor. Draws a whistle.
They're going to call that on Jordan Range. Looks like. Yep. And that is going to be his third, team's first.
Substitution sends Range to the bench with 3 fouls. And that is Cole Morse back into the tilt for the Western Panthers. Kelly to the low block to Meisner. Nice feed to a cutting
Nick Thomas,
and he finishes that one, 36-23. Burke right back up the floor for the Panthers. It's up into the air, gets a bump. Missed the shot, but he'll go to the stripe for a pair, and that's going to be number 4 on Meisner, and he knows it. Walks right over to the Lumen Christie bench.
That is his fourth, team second.
Saber get off the bench and into the game for the Titans. Lefty free throw for Burke is good. 37-23. 4.5 left in their third quarter. The Florida Save area. He'll step inside the arc and pull up the deuce. Missed it. Long rebound goes to Thomas. And he has a shot blocked by Morse on the turnaround. Burke on the break for the Panthers. And good Lefty move. Finish off the glass. Burke feeling his game tonight. Here comes Kucha for the Titans. 39-23. They trail. Kucha into the elbow now out to Ball. He looks to dribble into the paint. Now Cotter Cunningham steps in and steals it all alone. Lefty finger roll.
That's elementary for Cottingham right there.
Tom Saber's got it right wing for the Titans. Looking to feed Nick Thomas on the low block. Goes to make his move, and he'll get some contact from Cole Morse. Second team foul on the Western Panthers. And that's going to bring Evan Thompson into the tilt, replacing Desmond Price.
Jalen Ball will have a seat. Tanner Martinez will replace him for Lumen Christie.
Kelly to inbound from the baseline. Deep inbound going to Saber as he works right wing, going back down to Thomas on the low block. Reverse layup in and out. Rebounded by Kucha, saved to Thomas. And now he goes back to the basket, double clutch down to Kucha. Awkward reverse layup, but it hits the right spot on the backboard and goes in. And the Western Panthers waste no time back up the floor to Cottingham ahead of everyone. Just when you think you're about to make a move, the Panthers are right back at the backboard. Here comes Kelly on the drive now to Kucha, who drives and the lefty finished off the backboard. Kucha has been aggressive in the second half. What's that, about 8 points for him now?
Absolutely. He's desperately needed it, too, for this team to stay in this game. He's up to 10 in this game and 8 in the half.
Burke getting some pressure from Thomas. A couple of sophomores are going to be doing battle for a couple more years here in the Interstate 8 Conference. Cottingham will reset near the mid-circle. Evan Thompson, deep left wing, goes to Fortress in the paint. And three-point shot goes up. Burke bounces high off the rim and over the backboard. And what's the call?
Looks like they're going to call Fortress for something.
He might have said something or did something. And be in technical foul territory.
Yeah, he's got to calm down a little bit. Ryan Bolnick's
up there. I don't know. It looks like they might have swayed the official. Oh, technical foul.
Technical on Steel Fortress.
And Thomas Saber to the line.
Steel Fortress is first. Team third.
2:39 to go third quarter, 43-27. And we've seen games turn on technical foul calls before. Saber missed the free throw. Saber hits the second. Jared Lincoln will come back into the game and replace Nick Thomas. Kucha will inbound. Titan ball after the technical foul against Steel Fortress. He goes out of the game. Into Noah Page. Drives left-handed. Now he's trying to screen for Saber. Kick out to Martinez. Martinez into the paint. There's Kucha where he's been working well in the second half. Is it knocked away? Now kick out to Saber. Look from the baseline. And tapped. Lincoln under the backboard. Gets the offensive rebound and the putback.
Right place at the right time for Jared Lincoln on that offensive board and putback.
So 43-30 is our score, and now we're going to have a
looks like we're going to get another whistle here.
And
I believe they're going to whistle Coach Molnick's for attack, maybe?
And wait for him to signal it at the score table. Oh, no foul call. Whistle for a substitution?
I believe so, as Troy Kucha will step out.
Interesting.
Never seen that before.
Yeah, not sure how that went down. Desmond Price on a drive. Xavier goes to the floor. I don't know if he was flopping or if he really got knocked down, but Price finishes at the bucket. 45-30 is the Western lead. Noah Page puts it on the deck, driving baseline. Good defense, Cottingham. Tough turnaround for Page. Missed it. Rebounded Lincoln. Nice feed through the legs, and to Thomas Saber. Tomas, excuse me.
There you go.
On the low block, and he finishes at 45-32.
Watch more hockey.
I guess so. Down to Price on the low block. Turnaround, left it short, gets his own rebound. And puts it back. Might have been an over-the-back violation there in Price, really.
Yeah.
At some point, the guy on the inside's got some right to that position. Out of the corner, here comes Lincoln, dribbles in, now back out to Page. Page gets himself into the elbow, now back it back out. Left wing, almost a handoff to Tomas Saber. Knocked away, Evan Thompson, that'll be last touch. Panthers and Titan ball. Under a minute now to go third quarter, it's a 47-32 lead for the Panthers. Couple substitutions coming from their bench. Cole Morse, Evan Thompson. That is Landon Hyler.
Hyler in the game.
Desmond Price and Steel Fortress on the floor for Western. Martinez inbound for the Titans. Goes into the backcourt. Nick Thomas back on the floor. And he looks to attack. Gets himself deep. Double clutch. And score it. 47-32 is the score with 48 seconds to go third quarter. Cole Morse will bring it over the midline for the Panthers. Picked up by Martinez. And we get a timeout from the Western bench.
Western timeout. There's seconds.
And it's going to be a full timeout for the Panthers. We'll take a full break as well. 1 minute. We'll be right back. 47-34. Western Panthers in front on WKHM.
A wise man once said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better? Consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Panthers with the ball out of the timeout. 33 seconds on the clock. Cole Morse, deep left wing into the corner for Hyler. Hyler back out to Morse. Back to Hyler. Trying to merc something down on the low block. Titans playing zone defense. 3-2.
Interesting to see how that gets combated by Western.
Hyler, deep left wing. Now swing pass to Morris into the corner. Evan Thompson.
Nearly double.
Got to get to that low block, and there's Price. Spin move. Missed it. And they got a whistle down there. I don't know how they left him that open down there, actually.
That was a good look.
So 2.9 on the clock here. Final seconds of the third quarter. On WKHM, Desmond Price at the free throw stripe.
And that foul on Phil Stewart, his second.
Threw up a grenade on that one.
That was ugly.
I mean, I seen him have a nice touch, actually, but so yeah. It's weird he's uncomfortable at the stripe, or at least his shot looked uncomfortable.
That was,
and then that one goes through nothing but string. So he made the adjustment, knocks down the second half of the pair. 48-34. Taylor Martinez at the buzzer. Good open look for three. Couldn't knock it down, though. And we'll end three quarters of basketball. Western leading Lumen Christi, 48-34. Put 8 more minutes on the clock, and we'll take a 1 minute break. Back with the final quarter on WKHM.
In honor of Shape Up Jackson, the Jackson YMCA is offering half-off join fees through March 31st. All membership classes are included. Come meet your neighbors and YMCA trainers in the Shape Up Jackson competition and share in free fitness classes. Complete access and benefits at both locations, including free child watch. Join in the Shape Up Jackson celebration and receive half-off join fees through March 31st. Visit the Downtown or Summit YMCA today for the Shape Up experience.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Patrick Cunningham with the ball for Western.
Starting five for both teams on the floor.
In the corner, Rage drives into the paint, now kicks out to Tyler Jones. Jones with the floater, missed it. Rebound, Nick Thomas, and he looks to run off the rebound. No numbers. He's running by himself. Goes all the way into the paint. Loses it, but gets it back. Now it gets to Meisner. Open look for three for Jared Lincoln. Off front rim. Rebound for Thomas again.
Look at
working
Nick
hard out there.
And they're going to whistle Connor Cunningham on that one. His first. His first personal team. Thomas to inbound. Long inbound out to Jared Lincoln.
Lincoln working around the top and went to feed Troy Kucha, who had just vacated the spot. Pass just goes out of bounds.
Zigged when he should have zagged.
Cunningham takes the inbound and will bring it up casually for the Western Panthers there. Holding on to a 14-point advantage with 7:03 to go on the tilt. Left wing pass to Range. Thomas beat him to the spot, knock away. Out of bounds, last touch, Titans. Thomas can't fault the effort for that kid tonight. Here comes Cunningham for Western. Into the high post, Desmond Price. Back cut by Range. Bullet pass blocked by Thomas, but he got a little bit of body contact. Nice defensive effort.
Looks like Nick Thomas is going to disagree with that one respectfully. And that is foul number four on Nick Thomas. Jordan Range will shoot two.
As aggressive as Thomas plays, he almost miraculous he made it through that entire third quarter without committing a foul.
He was very aggressive. His Range hits the first of two. Three points on the night for Jordan Range.
Second free throw is good. Comes Thomas up the right sideline with Range, and
they're going to whistle Range on that one.
He'll commit the blocking foul. Thomas continues to put the pedal to the metal, putting the pressure on the Panthers' defense, and you can almost feel like he's kind of just trying to will the rest of these Titans kids to just, come on, guys, run with me.
Yeah, and head coach Pat Neville said he wanted his team to run, and they really haven't run all that much. And that foul on Jordan Range was his fourth, team's fifth.
Kucha at the elbow, puts the ball on the deck, now out to Meisner, who will skip past it over to Lincoln in the corner. Jack Kelly, right wing. And he makes a back-end move, and we get a three-second whistle against, it's got to be Nick Thomas. I think he's the only one I saw down there.
Yeah, Nick Thomas was down low in the block and just couldn't quite make it out in time. And we'll see Jalen Ball checking in for Jack Kelly.
Sometimes when you're working down in the low block like Nick Thomas has been doing, you're holding that position, you think you got your guy on your back, and you want to get that pass, and it doesn't come. You can't get out of there fast enough, I guess. Burke at the top, now to the right wing, and that is Tyler Jones. Now he finds Price deep in the paint.
Good look.
Academic from that point. Price with the size advantage down low and a good finish. Trey Kucha with the ball for the Titans.
Tyler Jones has done a great job of distributing the ball tonight.
Jared Lincoln.
Good look.
Took him a minute to realize how open he was. Now we got a tie up between Jones and Thomas, and that's going to go against Jones. Mike Thomas continues to work hard.
Good job to
avoid the
ball
there. You know, when it's Nick Thomas, he's not huge size wise, height wise anyway. Only goes about, what, 5'11 maybe?
Oh, yeah, on a good day.
But he's a strong kid, and you can tell he's that kind of high effort, strong kid that rubs other people the wrong way. You don't necessarily like the kind of contact he's going to. How did he get away with the travel? We got Fortress got away with the travel there, directly.
Oh, big time. And we're going to get a whistle down low.
Instead, he'll draw a foul.
Meisner, I believe.
He dragged his foot.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that is on Meisner. That's his fifth.
Let's get a reset here. 5:38 on the clock. 52-34 is the score. And let's go with the Panthers. Go with Cottingham. Fresh into the game off the bench, Luke French. And now they'll go to a timeout and a huddle, and we'll have to reset when we get back from the break. Matt, we'll keep it here on the broadcast during the timeout here, but when we get the guys back on the floor, we'll reset who's playing and what's going on. Again, it's a 52-34 lead. The Panthers on the verge of making it a 20-point game, but
Meisner's night is over. He finishes with a goose egg in the scoring column.
And, you know, I don't know how many times we've seen the Titans, three or four times this year. Meisner's, I think, been in foul trouble every game.
Just about. I believe so, yeah. But he usually will contribute a little bit more than what we got out of him on this night.
Not his best outing. Burkle inbound, gets it down low to Fortress, who misses the jump hook but gets his own rebound and loses footing again, but they're going to get a little contact. Looks like it's going to go against Troy Kucha.
Yep, that is on Kucha.
So Burke, Price, Fortress, Cottingham, and French on the floor for the Panthers.
First and foul on Kucha.
Fortress inbounds to Price, sets up low block. Burke feeds him from the top, and a nice finish by Fortress. Good footwork on that one. 54-34, making it a 20-point advantage from at the top against Nathan Burke. And again, these are two sophomores are going to be battling each other for several years to come.
Nice behind the back by Burke.
So Burke got the steal, and Thomas with the pressure defense on the other end returns the favor and the turnover.
Steel Fortress going to have a seat, take a little bit of a break.
Inbound to Kucha, gets it down the floor to Ball. Floats it, has to go over a big man there, Price, in his face. He got it, the shot up, but left it short. Burke back the other way now for the Panthers. Gets
very
a screen down in the low block. And who are you impressed with, Jason?
Oh, Noah Burke. Having himself a pretty productive evening.
There's a drive by Price and a finish. And now you're starting to see them kind of
they're taking
pour on. You can see the size advantage is really playing up right now for the Panthers. Near steal. It goes off a Western player's leg and out of bounds.
And we'll get a couple of substitutions here. And that is Landon Hyland in the game, who replaced Connor Cottingham for Western. And Nick Thomas tried a bullet pass right off of the face of Noah Burke and about six rows deep into the student section.
I think he got his hands up.
I hope so.
He's not holding his nose, so that's tough inbound to Saber. Nice move to the center. Maybe a high five there as he released the shot, but it's missed, and the rebound back the other way. Long deuce for Western and French. Rebound and shot from the far corner!
Wow, from his wallet.
He's laying on the deck and shoots it and makes it. Unbelievable. I hope somebody had a camera running on that one. That could show up on SportsCenter.
From his wallet.
Nick Thomas battles down to the low block, gets the shot up, loses his footing, and missed it. Back the other way for the Panthers. Stolen by Ball. Now he'll go way up the floor. Stolen back by Burke. Wild back and forth here in the game.
Tried to cross over and a little bit of a hip check there by Noah Page.
I mean, it's a 24-point game right now, Jason, but it just got much more exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. That was it definitely woke up the Western student section, who has traveled very well for this game in their beach attire.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's going to be warmer this weekend, but I didn't know it was quite that warm.
Right.
Shorts and tank tops. Burke misses the free throw. And it wasn't one and one. And only Phil Stewart realized, got the rebound and took it up the floor. Panthers defense recovered.
Good
in time
play
to stop it. But yeah, he was the only one who kind of realized there was no whistle.
Yeah, everybody was kind of standing around and watching him dribble up the floor and then realized, oh yeah, a one and one. We're going to see Ford Kennedy checking into the game. He will replace Nathan Burke.
And Stewart's free throw goes long up the heel. Saber on the save gets it in, but it goes right to Ford Kennedy. And now Saber tries to chase it down from behind. We'll get a tie-up of some legs and a little trip on the floor.
And that's going to go on Thomas Sambert. Tomas.
I love these rivalry games like this. You can see the players kind of a little chippy on the floor. It's a 24-point game. It's unlikely you're going to come back at any point, but that little, you know, just trying to, I don't know, get that last piece of respect you can get. The Titans are battling down to the last moment here.
Yeah, they want to let them know that they're not going to quit.
Making it so pretty fun to watch. There's a free throw miss. Luke French rebounded by Saber. Tomas. Ball on the drive. Gets down to the low block. Gives to Stewart. He misses the shot. Rebound tapped around and finally gets out and pulled in by Evan Thompson. Thompson going the other way. We'll set up the offense for Kennedy. Now to Hyler, looking to feed Morse on the low block. Man, he should lay down and shoot it. Worked for him before. Out to Hyler. The shot goes up from the corner. Missed the three. Rebounded by Page. And the Titans offense on the run out. Page takes it all the way to the bucket.
And one.
Running skyhook. And draws the foul, so he can chance the old-fashioned three-point play.
He'll take it all day long.
Saber will go to the bench, and that's going to get Lewis Faust into the game. He's out there with Phil Stewart, Martinez, and Ball for the Titans. And Page free throw bounces out. Battle, last tip, Faust.
That foul on Jordan, or excuse me, Evan Thompson, his second. Team's eight.
And there's a high post feed to Cole Morse. And he'll drive and kick out. 3-point shot goes up. That's French, rebounded by Ball, and the Titans will come back the other way. Martinez left wing, now back to Ball at the top. Puts it on the deck. Over to Page. Page will drive, gets into the paint. Shot goes up, missed, in and out. On the rebound, battle, Faust knocks away, and Hyler will come away with it. Crossover dribble, Morrison, he'll go to the bucket.
Blocked,
and he goes into the front row of the bleachers. Looks like he's going to get some contact, though, and that's going to go against Tanner Martinez.
Tanner Martinez picking up team foul number 9, his second personal. And looks like we're going to see Jack Kelly checking back into the game here after this shot.
2:10 on our game clock. 59-36. Western leads. Cole Morse at the stripe. Shooting a pair, and he hits the first.
Kelly will replace Jalon Ball.
And there's another free throw for Morse. 61-36 with 2:10 to go. Jack Kelly takes the inbound for the Titans. Went up the floor, into the middle, kick out to Stewart. He hit from there earlier, and he'll do it again. Three-pointer, Phil Stewart, 6'2 senior. Some big minutes in this game. There is Evan Thompson on the right wing to the top. And French, Hyler opposite wing. Swing pass. Open look for three. French
wide
hits
open,
it.
Luke French.
Find yourself that open. You got to knock him down, and he does. Make it 64-39. Lewis Faust. Baseline, they'll kick out to Page for three. Rebound goes right to Martinez. He puts it up, he finishes it, and draws a foul.
Great job by Tanner Martinez. And that foul on Ford Kennedy, his first, team's ninth.
64-41 with Martinez at the stripe.
Teams are even. Nine fouls apiece.
Rebound tapped around. Martinez comes up with his own free throw miss, and the putback is good, so a four-point trip down the floor for Martinez. 64-43 with a minute 13 to go. Ford Kennedy puts the ball on the floor. Crossover dribble. Now he drives baseline. Spins. Nowhere to go. Puts it out to
Luke French.
Is that French again out of the corner? Missed that one. Morse with the rebound. Evan Thompson. To Hyler in the right corner. He'll dribble out to the wing and now pass out to Evan Thompson. Swings it over to Ford Kennedy. Kennedy finds some space. Jump shot off back rim. Rebounded Stewart, and he'll hand to Page, who will give it back to Jack Kelly. Freshman Kelly looking to drive.
Blocked.
Big time. Cole Morse having himself a nice game. There's Hyler. Open look for three. In and out. Rebounded Martinez. Final 30 seconds of the game, 64-43. Martinez brings it up. He'll look to drive. All the way to the bucket, double clutching, draws a foul. Morse is looking for another block on that one.
That one is going to go on Cole Morse, his fourth foul, team's 10th.
Martinez at the stripe, missed his last trip. This one equally just got some side rim on that one.
Got to hit those free throws.
And he gets the second one to go. 64-44, the lead's at 20 with 22 seconds, and Western's going to run out the final part of this clock and go home with another victory in the Interstate 8. Solidify their position as in first place. Final 9 seconds. Kelly's still on the pressure.
I believe there's
Hyler will shoot the three in the corner. Missed. Rebounded
tie,
French.
Right?
Still 2 seconds. And there you go. Time runs out. 64-44. 20-point win for the Western Panthers. And they will move to... get my sheet out. 14-3 on the season. That makes them 10-2 in the league. And I believe they are alone at the top, Jason. The next two teams had 3 league losses. So,
oh, yeah, that's right.
On top of the Interstate 8. Lumen Christie will fall to 3-14 and 3-9 in the league. Titans move on to face Coldwater on Tuesday right here at the Jerry Cox Fieldhouse. Western is home against Harper Creek. And that is, again, I believe that's Tuesday the 21st. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here on the post game. We'll come back and name our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game and wrap up our broadcast and set things up for our next game. Again, Western defeats Lumen Christie tonight 64-44 on WKHM.